Welcome to Love Unscripted, the podcast where we explore the unpredictable and beautiful journey of love. On today's episode, we're diving into the fascinating world of attachment styles and their impact on our romantic relationships. Attachment styles are like the hidden scripts that shape the way we connect with others, influencing the dynamics of love in ways we might not even realize. Today, we'll be stepping into the lives of four individuals, each embodying a different attachment style, to unravel the complexities of love, intimacy, and connection. From the secure embrace of a healthy relationship to the anxious dance of constant reassurance and the delicate balance of independence in a dismissive avoidant connection, we'll explore it all. Plus, we'll navigate the emotional roller coaster of the fearful avoidant attachment style, where the desire for closeness collides with the fear of vulnerability. So, whether you're deeply entrenched in a love story or still searching for the one, understanding these attachment styles might just be the key to unlocking a deeper, more fulfilling connection. Get ready for stories that resonate, insights that intrigue, and maybe a few aha moments along the way. This is Love Unscripted, and today we're breaking down the scripts that write our love stories. Stay tuned for an episode that might just reshape the way you think about love and attachment. Let's dive in.
Attachment styles are patterns of interpersonal relationships formed early in life. Psychologist Mary Ainsworth identified three main attachment styles based on her research, and later researchers expanded on these to include additional styles. The four primary attachment styles are: Number 1, secure attachment. Number 2, anxious preoccupied, or anxious ambivalent, attachment. Number 3, dismissive avoidant attachment. Number 4, fearful avoidant or disorganized attachment. Now let's look at each of the attachment styles in more detail.
Number 1, secure attachment. A, characterized by a healthy balance of independence and intimacy. B, individuals with secure attachment styles feel comfortable both being close to others and having their own space. C, they are generally confident in their relationships and have a positive view of themselves and their partners. Let's explore a scenario involving Jane, who has a secure attachment style. Jane, a woman with a secure attachment style, has been in a romantic relationship with her partner, Alex, for over a year. Throughout their time together, Jane has consistently demonstrated the characteristics of a secure attachment. In the early stages of their relationship, Jane and Alex took the time to get to know each other, sharing their thoughts, feelings, and personal histories. Jane felt comfortable being open and vulnerable with Alex, and she appreciated that he reciprocated. This mutual sharing helped to build a strong foundation of trust between them. As their relationship progressed, Jane and Alex encountered challenges, as all couples do. During these times, Jane didn't immediately jump to conclusions or assume the worst about Alex's intentions. Instead, she approached conflicts with a calm and rational mindset. Her secure attachment allowed her to communicate openly with Alex, expressing her needs and concerns without becoming overly anxious or avoidant. In moments of vulnerability, Jane didn't hesitate to seek support from Alex, knowing that he was there for her. At the same time, she respected his need for personal space and independence. Jane felt secure in the knowledge that their relationship was based on mutual respect and understanding. During times of physical separation, such as when work or other commitments kept them apart, Jane didn't experience intense anxiety about the relationship. She trusted in the strength of their connection and felt confident in the bond they had built. This secure attachment allowed her to maintain a sense of individual identity while still enjoying the closeness of the relationship. Overall, Jane's secure attachment style contributed to a healthy and fulfilling romantic relationship. Her ability to navigate challenges with resilience, communicate effectively, and foster trust created a positive and supportive dynamic with Alex. Their relationship was characterized by emotional intimacy, mutual respect, and a sense of security that allowed both Jane and Alex to thrive individually and as a couple.
Number 2, anxious preoccupied, or anxious ambivalent, attachment. 1, marked by a strong desire for closeness and intimacy. 2, individuals with this attachment style may worry about their partner's availability and fear rejection. 3, they may be sensitive to changes in the relationship and seek reassurance from their partners. Let's delve into a scenario involving John, who has an anxious preoccupied, or anxious ambivalent, attachment style. John, a man with an anxious preoccupied attachment style, has entered into a new romantic relationship with his partner, Sarah. As the relationship progresses, John finds himself deeply invested in the connection and often preoccupied with thoughts about the status of their relationship. In the early stages, John and Sarah spent a lot of time together, and John felt an intense desire for closeness and reassurance. He constantly sought validation from Sarah to alleviate his anxieties about whether she truly cared for him. John tended to interpret minor fluctuations in Sarah's behavior as signs of potential rejection, leading him to worry about the stability of the relationship. As the relationship deepened, John's anxieties became more apparent. He was highly attuned to any changes in Sarah's mood or behavior, and if she seemed distant or less available, he would become anxious and seek reassurance through calls or messages. John's fear of abandonment led him to be hypersensitive to any perceived signs of Sarah pulling away. During conflicts or disagreements, John's anxiety heightened. He feared that these moments of tension could jeopardize the relationship, and he often went to great lengths to avoid confrontation, even if it meant suppressing his own needs or opinions. At the same time, he longed for Sarah to provide the comfort and reassurance he needed to quell his fears. Despite Sarah's efforts to reassure him of her commitment, John's anxieties persisted. He struggled with trusting that he was truly valued in the relationship, leading to a cycle of seeking reassurance and fearing rejection. This dynamic could sometimes create strain in the relationship, as Sarah might feel overwhelmed by the constant need for reassurance and find it challenging to meet John's emotional demands. In moments of physical separation, John's anxiety could intensify. He might worry about Sarah's activities in his absence and have difficulty focusing on other aspects of his life. The fear of being abandoned or forgotten lingered in the background, affecting his overall well-being. While John's anxious, preoccupied attachment style brought passion and a strong desire for connection to the relationship, it also presented challenges that required open communication and understanding from both partners to navigate successfully. It's important for individuals with this attachment style to work on building a sense of security and self-soothing mechanisms to foster a healthier relationship dynamic.
Number 3. Dismissive avoidant attachment. 1. Characterized by a tendency to avoid emotional intimacy and dependence on others. 2. Individuals with dismissive avoidant attachment styles may downplay the importance of close relationships and prefer independence. 3. They may have difficulty trusting others and may fear being vulnerable. Let's explore a scenario involving Susan, who has a dismissive avoidant attachment style. Susan, a woman with a dismissive avoidant attachment style, has entered into a romantic relationship with Mark. From the beginning, Susan approached the relationship with a strong emphasis on independence and a desire for personal space. In the early stages of their relationship, Susan enjoyed spending time with Mark but was cautious not to become too emotionally involved. She valued her independence and often found solace in activities that allowed her to maintain a sense of autonomy. Susan was hesitant to fully open up about her emotions and past experiences, preferring to keep a certain level of distance between herself and Mark. As the relationship progressed, Mark began to notice that Susan was not as expressive about her feelings or as inclined toward emotional intimacy. Susan had a tendency to downplay the importance of emotional connection, focusing more on practical aspects of the relationship. She was uncomfortable with excessive displays of emotion and tended to avoid discussions that delved into deeper, more personal topics. During conflicts or disagreements, Susan's dismissive avoidant tendencies became more apparent. She was quick to withdraw or detach emotionally, needing space to process her thoughts and feelings independently. Mark sometimes found it challenging to reach Susan on an emotional level, as she was more likely to minimize the importance of emotional connection during challenging moments. Physical intimacy also posed some challenges in their relationship. While Susan valued physical closeness to some extent, she was cautious not to become too reliant on it for emotional fulfillment. This could sometimes leave Mark feeling a sense of emotional distance, even when they were physically close. Despite these challenges, Susan brought a sense of self-sufficiency to the relationship. She was capable of maintaining her own identity and pursuing her interests and goals independently. However, Mark had to navigate the balance between respecting Susan's need for space and finding ways to foster emotional connection and intimacy in the relationship. For Susan, it's essential to recognize and address her avoidance of emotional intimacy to create a more balanced and fulfilling relationship. open communication and a willingness to explore and understand each other's needs are crucial for building a stronger emotional bond between partners with dismissive, avoidant, and more securely attached styles.
Number 4. Fearful, avoidant, or disorganized attachment. 1. Combines traits of both anxious preoccupied and dismissive avoidant attachment styles. 2. Individuals with a fearful avoidant attachment may desire closeness but also fear it. 3. They may have difficulty trusting others and may experience internal conflicts in relationships. Let's explore a scenario involving Peter, who has a fearful avoidant or disorganized attachment style. Peter, a man with a fearful avoidant attachment style, finds himself navigating the complexities of a romantic relationship with his partner, Emily. From the beginning, Peter experiences a mix of conflicting emotions when it comes to intimacy and connection. In the early stages of their relationship, Peter and Emily shared moments of deep connection and passion. However, Peter's fear of vulnerability and potential rejection often led to moments of internal conflict. He desired closeness with Emily but also feared it, as it triggered anxieties and insecurities rooted in past experiences. During times of emotional intensity, Peter's fearful avoidant tendencies became more evident. He might oscillate between a desire for closeness and the need for emotional distance. In moments of intimacy, Peter could feel overwhelmed by the fear of being hurt, causing him to withdraw or become emotionally distant. Emily, trying to understand Peter's needs, sometimes found it challenging to predict his reactions. Conflicts in the relationship also posed challenges for Peter. The fear of rejection or abandonment could lead him to respond in unpredictable ways, sometimes avoiding confrontation altogether and other times becoming emotionally reactive. The disorganized nature of his attachment style made it difficult for him to develop consistent strategies for managing relationship stress. Physical intimacy brought about a similar mix of desire and fear for Peter. While he craved physical closeness with Emily, the fear of being too vulnerable could lead him to create emotional distance, even during intimate moments. This push and pull dynamic could create confusion for both partners as they navigated the ebb and flow of emotional connection. Despite these challenges, Peter's fear of intimacy was not insurmountable. With open communication and mutual understanding, he and Emily could work together to create a secure and supportive environment. Therapy or counseling might be beneficial for Peter to explore and address the underlying fears and insecurities that contribute to his disorganized attachment style, allowing for greater emotional stability in the relationship. Navigating a relationship with someone with a fearful avoidant attachment style requires patience, empathy, and a commitment to understanding and addressing the underlying fears that drive their behavior. Both partners working together can foster a more secure and fulfilling connection.
In today's episode of Love Unscripted, we delved into the fascinating world of attachment styles and their impact on romantic relationships. We explored the experiences of individuals with different attachment styles, shedding light on how these patterns influence the dynamics of love and connection. First, we met Jane, who embodied the secure attachment style. Her relationship with Alex was characterized by a healthy balance of independence and intimacy. Jane's ability to navigate challenges with resilience and communicate openly created a positive and supportive dynamic. Next, we explored John's story, representing the anxious preoccupied attachment style. His deep desire for closeness with Sarah led to a constant quest for reassurance. The challenges of managing his anxieties and maintaining a sense of security highlighted the complexities of this attachment style. Susan, with a dismissive avoidant attachment style, brought independence and a desire for personal space to her relationship with Mark. While her self-sufficiency added strength, Mark faced the challenge of connecting emotionally with a partner who downplayed the importance of intimacy. Finally, we followed Peter, embodying the fearful avoidant attachment style. His oscillation between the desire for closeness and the fear of vulnerability created a unique set of challenges for his relationship with Emily. As we conclude this episode, it's evident that understanding attachment styles is crucial for navigating the intricacies of love. Each style brings its own strengths and challenges, and the key lies in open communication, empathy, and a willingness to work together to create a secure and fulfilling connection. Thank you for joining us on Love Unscripted. If you have any thoughts, questions, or personal stories related to attachment styles, we'd love to hear from you. Reach out on our social media channels or through our website. Stay tuned for more episodes exploring the unscripted journey of love in all its forms. Until next time, may your love story be as unique and beautiful as you are. This is Love Unscripted, signing off.